Welcome to Maseches Bava Metzia, Perek Hey Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 5, Mishnah 11. The Mishnah begins. Ve'elu Oivrim B'Leisase. The following individuals that are involved in a interest transaction violate a Leisase, a negative commandment in the Torah. Hamal ve'the one who lends, ve'haloi ve'the one who borrows, ve'ha'orev and the one who guarantees, ve'ha'edim and even the witnesses that testify about the loan. Ve'chacham merim da'chacham ad, afasofer, even the fellow that writes the loan documents. They violate the pasuk that says, the Torah says that you should not lend with ribbis. Actually, the Rambam says that this is two distinct lavin, two negative commandments. They right away violate two. The pasuk says, don't take from him interest. That's another possible lav, negative commandment. Similarly, the pasuk says, don't pressure the fellow who borrowed money. So here the malve, the lender, inevitably is pressuring the loiva because he knows that if he doesn't pay, he's going to have to pay extra money, interest. The pasuk says, don't place upon him interest. And because of the prohibition of not placing a stumbling block in front of a blind person and fearing the Rabbanu Shalom, which means to say setting a person up in a bad situation. The Gemara explains that each of these individuals violates distinct averis. The malva, the lender, violates all of them. Everything that was enumerated in the Mishnah. The loiva, the borrower, because of leisashech leachicha, which means to say, don't cause your friend to be involved in lending with interest. And also, lachicha leisashech, that's another one. Mishum lefnaiva leisite michshel, he also violates because of lefnaiva leisite michshel, not putting a stumbling block, because he causes the fellow to end up taking interest. The guarantor and the witnesses, they only violate leisasimun alav neshach, the prohibition of placing, being involved in an interest loan. And according to the Chacham and the scribe, the sefer also violates leisasimun alav neshach. Let us see the next Mishnah, Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 6, Mishnah 1. The Mishnah transitions here from speaking about interest to speaking about laws of employees and employers. Says the Mishnah, Seicher is Oman, if a person agrees to hire professionals to do a particular job for him. Vihitu zeze, and one they kind of fooled one another. There's different pshatim the Gemara, but the simple explanation is that the workers agreed to show up one day, and then they call and they say, we're not coming. Or the owner said, please work for me today. And then he calls them before they arrive, and he says, well, today's not going to work out. Says the Mishnah, there's no financial remuneration. It's frustrating, and you can complain, and it doesn't seem like the right type of thing to do. But nobody has to pay anybody for backing out. However, if a person hired a donkey to transport things, it's a question if the gears here is kador or karor. It seems that probably the appropriate gears, the appropriate text is karor, which means a wagon driver. Laver per yafrin, to bring special finished wood to make an apirion, to make a special wedding canopy. V'chalilim lekala, or to bring flutes for a wedding, oilames, or flutes for the eulogies, a payalin, or a person hired workers, lahalis pishtonim in amishret, to take out the flax from the vat that it's soaking in, and if you don't take it out at the right time, they rot, and you lose the flax. V'chol davar sha'avid, or anything where there's a loss if it's not done in an expedited manner, v'chazur bahem, and then these workers back out. M'koyim she'ein sham adam, if you can't find other fellows to work instead, soicher aleim, then on their dime, you can hire people for even twice the amount and use them. Oy matan, you could tell them, you know, you don't want to come today. I told you I was going to pay you $100 a day. I'll pay you $500. And then they show up. At the end of the day, you only have to pay them $100 because they were doing something inappropriate. Therefore, you could kind of dupe them into coming. Wish you a fantastic day and an amazing upcoming week.